This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Two intercity bus routes on Vancouver Island that connect Victoria, Nanaimo, and Tofino with dozens of municipalities and First Nations are being suspended this week. Wilson's Transportation, the private company that manages the Vancouver Island Connector and Tofino bus line, said it can't afford to keep running at a loss when ridership drops significantly in the period after the holidays and before the summer. Now, after today's trips, the two bus routes will be suspended until May. Purchased by Wilson's in 2018, Tofino Bus provides the island's only West Coast intercity bus service and offers transportation to 29 communities and 21 First Nations. These bus companies connect the island, they connect the interior, they connect the north. They're very important for many communities outside the Lower Mainland as well. Joining us now to talk about this issue is John Wilson, President and CEO of Wilson's Transportation. John, thank you for joining us today.
No, thanks for having me, Jess. Appreciate it.
This has got to be a tough decision for you, I'm going to assume, you and your company.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was wasn't taken lightly. We came out of the pandemic a different company with not as much slush fund, shall we call it, to subsidize some of our lighter runs. And we were concerned about how some of these runs would react after post-pandemic, and particularly in the off-seasons. Mm-hmm. Season. And sure enough, the island run is to a point now where we can no longer afford to subsidize it through the slower seasons, but we hope to maintain it May through September, and had to make the tough decision to close it down today. Actually,
is there any conversation with the provincial government stepping in to help you get through some of these lighter months? Because you know, I grew up in the interior in Williams Lake. The Greyhound bus service was so important for a lot of folks heading into the Vancouver or just getting around the province. And sometimes I don't think Metro Vancouver residents realize how important these bus services are. Is there any conversation with the provincial government providing you some temporary help to get you through this period?
Yes, there is. Yeah, and I would like to say, like, during the pandemic, the provincial government was one of the few provincial governments in the country that Premier Horgan and his team stepped up and did offer an industry-specific grant to Intercity in British Columbia. Mm-hmm. During the pandemic to keep the buses rolling with some degree of schedule for the rural communities. But you've really brought to light an important point that, you know, the urban communities are serviced well and continues to grow with public transportation through BC Transit and TransLink in British Columbia. But it's the rural communities that are left without connectivity to these urban communities, to families, medical appointments, on it goes. And that's where the public intercity service has led years ago by Greyhound, of course, and taken over upon Greyhound's departure by companies such as ours. The vital links to First Nations and rural communities that, you know, have tried to maintain the service but are unable to. And that's what I'm the current chair of Motor Coach Canada, and we're trying to advocate at a federal and a provincial level as far as tapping into some of this money, billions of dollars that's sent right across the country into public transit. We believe like if 5% of that was redirected to the intercity network, mm-hmm. we could maintain some of these rural routes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just a Vancouver Island issue. I mean, as you said, it's Alberta, it's Saskatchewan, it's Manitoba. And right, in your case, you're connecting 21 non-First Nations communities and 21 First Nations communities on the island itself. So it is quite significant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important to these people and to our island as, you know, keeping people feeling as one and being have that connectivity. And in a lot of situations, it's connecting families and again, medical appointments and such. And it's integral. And hopefully we can the Ministry of Transportation, either at the provincial level or at the federal level, or together, they can find a way to get some subsidies flowing right across the country to reconnect the rural community.
Is there anything that is a short-term change to this issue, or are we just going to have to wait till you start up your service in May again? At this point, is there any short-term help financially that can come from the ministry to help you?
Absolutely.
So yep. You're talking to the ministry right now then?
Absolutely. I've had conversations, or we've had conversations with Minister Fleming and his deputies, and they have all the information they need. They just need some time, and they know that we're a phone call away and can start up the service in 24 hours if the subsidy is there to make sure we're not bleeding on the run.
John, I want to thank you for your time today, and please do keep us up to date on any changes, because so many of our listeners on the island do listen to CKNW, and we want to make sure we keep them aware of what's going on, because it is such a vital service for so many communities here. Thank you for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jess. Take care.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.